Hey, welcome back to the Mark Moses Show, and joining me right now to kick off 2024 when it's all things NXT in this universe. She does a great job as an NXT superstar. She is JC Jane. JC, how you doing today?
Good. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. Excited to be here.
Yeah. Did you have a nice holidays? I'll start there.
I did. I didn't really do much. I feel like I slept a lot, but it was much needed. So I was happy with that.
I understand. Okay. What are your expectations for yourself? I'm going to give you a hard one. Your expectations for yourself to start 2024. What do you want to do this year?
Well, I really would love to get some gold back around my waist in 2024, whether that be another run with the tag titles or it be the NXT Women's Championship. Those are my goals. I've been in NXT for almost 3 years now, so I feel like it's time to win some singles gold finally.
Ooh, I like it. Think big. That's pretty good. You are, for our listeners, you're originally from Florida, correct?
I'm not.
Oh, no? Oh, no. Okay. Well, then Wikipedia has screwed me up. Where are you from exactly then, JC?
Wikipedia is always wrong. I'm actually from New Jersey. I moved down to Florida when I was 19.
Did you come down to Florida to become a professional wrestler?
I did. There weren't really any schools in New Jersey, or at least like schools that I knew of at the time. So I was like, if I'm going to pursue this dream, I need to go right in the midst of all of it, which was Florida. So I moved down to the Tampa Bay area and I started training and I've been here ever since. But yeah, I'm actually from New Jersey, born and raised.
All right. Well, now I know this. I've done great research behind the scenes. I know this now. We're here with JC Jane. Don't forget, NXT Wrestling's going to be live in Fort Pierce. You want to go etix.com for all the information. I'll link it as well. All right. I will ask you this then. You come to Florida. You go to that area. Was there a school you went to? Did you make phone calls? What happened exactly?
I did. I actually trained at a few different schools. But I really weird, but there was an ad on my Facebook. You know how you're talking about things and all of a sudden it pops up on your Facebook and you're like, how didn't know that I was talking about that. So this ad for a wrestling school, like 20 minutes down the street from where I was living, popped up. And I was like, oh, I got to go see this school. So I went, signed up, started training. It was the WWN school. They still run, actually, in Florida. But then I ended up like switching around, I went to a bunch of different places before I got to WWE. But yeah, I came down here young and had no idea what I was doing and just went full force.
When did you get the call then from the WWE? What year was that?
It was during the pandemic. So 2020. I think July 2020 I got the call. And then I ended up starting in February of 2021.
What was it like getting that call? Like, because this is a big moment. I know, like you said, you moved down at 19. You're struggling, grinding. What was it like getting that call then?
Life-changing. I bawled my eyes out. I didn't know, so they asked me to set up a Zoom meeting and I had no idea what was really going on. I didn't know if they were going to offer me a tryout or they were going to offer me a deal or if they just wanted to talk to me and get to know me. So I didn't really know what was happening. And then they just offered me a deal on the phone. And I was like, yes, absolutely. Yes. And then I remember I got off the phone with them and I called my mom, and me and my mom were just bawling our eyes out on the phone. It was crazy.
All right. So you go to Orlando, which is like you said, changes your life. How long were you training behind the scenes in Orlando at NXT at the Performance Center before you actually started, performing at a live show or on TV?
I think it was about 5 months because I debuted in July and I started at the last week of February. So about 5, maybe 6 months. And then I debuted and it was like full steam ahead past that.
Did you have butterflies that first time you debuted with NXT?
Oh, for sure. I thought I was going to pass out. standing in Gorilla before you're about to go out for the first time, you don't know the reaction you're going to have. Obviously, I didn't have a big name. I was on the indies for a few years. But I didn't have a huge name. So I felt like nobody's going to know who I am. What if they hate me? What if they don't accept me? What if I mess up? I'll never get an opportunity again. it was terrifying. But once you go through the curtain and that adrenaline hits, it's, you're like in another world.
Was there a moment then, JC Jane, we're here, yeah, she's super awesome. I'm a gigantic fan. I'm trying to like not be a fanboy here for a second.
Thanks.
Was there a moment where you're like, all right, you know what? I can do this. Like I'm an actual superstar. I could do this. Like, was there a moment there it clicked for you?
I mean, after I got done with my first match, it went pretty well. So I was like, okay, all right, I can do this. I can do this. But I feel like I didn't really get into the groove of things until I was with Toxic Attraction. And with Toxic Attraction for a while, like I'd say like at least 6 months into it, I was like, okay, I'm in a groove now. I'm going. But it took a while to adjust.
But now you're good. Now you're at point. Yeah. Now, like you said at the top here, 2024, I'm winning gold. See, I like the confidence. And I need you to know this. So I have a Toxic Attraction t-shirt that I got at the show. This was August of 22. So I have a t-shirt. So the whole fall for football on Saturdays, I would wear the Toxic Attraction shirt. That'd be my thing every day. And then you, but here's the problem, because you're a big jerk, you had to like, you had to like, Gigi Dolan, you had to like smash her into a door on national television. It broke my heart. I'm sorry, JC. I had to let you know that.
I had to kill Toxic Attraction. I'm sorry. It was dead. I had to kill it.
Why did you have to kill it? Because it still breaks my heart.
Honestly, I felt like I just outgrew that situation. Like, we were together for a while, and I felt like we did everything we could do together at the time. And then, of course, Mandy left, which was heartbreaking. So it was just me and Gigi, and I was like, you know what? I'm ready to be by myself. I'm ready to do my own thing and stop relying on other people and just do this for me. So I had to break her face.
That's an awesome answer. It's funny. I had Cora Jade on, your colleague, and I talked with her about a year ago. She threw the belt into the trash, and that was like a big moment for her career. When you did that, I mean, that made shockwaves in wrestling. I mean, that was your homegirl, and you smashed her. What was it like going backstage after that moment? Because I know it must have been a big moment for your career.
It was. I always get so nervous before I go out, so I'm going to keep saying that I'm always terrified before I go out, but this is how I am. I was really nervous, especially because we were kind of reenacting the barbershop scene.
Yeah.
And Sean's my boss, so I don't want to let him down and come through the curtain. And he's like, what was that? So it was a lot of pressure that day. But when I came through the curtain, I felt good. Like, everybody was happy with it. I think the segment went really well. I obviously didn't think I was going to get that kind of reaction to that segment. Like, it blew up. Like you said, it was like the boot heard around the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was awesome. I was like, okay, now we're taking off. Like, things are going to start moving. We're going to go in the direction that I want to go. I'm like this ultimate heel now, which is awesome. I love being a heel. It was a great day. I wish I could relive that day all the time.
Did you call your mom also after that moment?
So both my parents and my brother, they all watch every single episode. So I'll come to my phone after my segment and I'll just have like 15 different messages from them. Like, oh, it was great. Or, oh, you sucked. What are you doing out there? You know, they keep it real with me. They're like, ooh, not your best.
That is awesome. That really is. You have a new t-shirt, don't you? Okay. I might have to get this. I might have to upgrade. Is it available? Yeah. Can I get one?
Yeah, they're on shop. I'll send you one.
I like it. I'll end with this. I know you're a very busy lady, and yes, she will be. Just everyone will be. NXT will be live in Fort Pierce. Etix.com is the website, and we'll post it through socials. And I know you guys were just in Melbourne here the other day. You'll be coming back in the next couple of months. I think I met you. All right, so I did my show from your performance center in that August of 2022. So I swear I'm walking around. I had to go to the bathroom. I think I saw you for a second, said hello, and then kept walking. I wanted to keep talking, but I'm like, no, I got to play it cool. Nope, got to keep walking. So I just need you to know that story.
No, you should have talked to me. I love talking to people. I feel like I always have like the resting bitch face on. So maybe I don't look the most like happy flattering, but I promise, always talk to me.
The most amazing part, so like behind the scenes, this is like behind the scenes access for the fans. The spread, food-wise, is incredible for your guys' show. Insane. And people are just eating it. I was like, how are you eating all this food? It's amazing what you guys do to get ready. Yeah,
sometimes they put stuff out and I'm like, we can't eat this before we wrestle. Are you crazy? Like, I'll blow up like a balloon.
All right. Bonus. And I will let you go. You talk about you get nervous. So you're like, I'm going on in about 2 minutes. What's that feeling like? You're behind the stage. There's the curtain. Your music hits. They say your name. You're going out there. What's that feeling like for all the fans out there?
I mean, like I said, I'm always nervous. This is my dream. I've never wanted to do anything else. So to be able to live my dream is amazing. So once the music hits and I walk through that curtain, I feel like I become a completely different person. Like, I leave me behind and now I'm just JC. I'm this character and I'm ready to kill it. Like, what, my nerves completely leave my body once my music hits. It's like a whole different world when you go through the curtain. So I just try to put on the best performance. I try to be entertaining. You know, I try to be funny, whatever the vibe is of the night. And I just hope I entertain the fans and give them a good experience.
So then when the segment's over, like you said, you leave, you're going backstage. Does it take a second to come down from that high to get back to normal? Because I know it's like an adrenaline rush being out there.
Definitely. Every time we have a show, whether it's a live event or TV or a pay-per-view, it doesn't matter what it is. My adrenaline will be going all night. Like, I will not fall asleep until 3-4 o'clock in the morning, no matter what it is. It's just like you're on such a high and your blood is pumping and you feel really good. And then it's like you just want to keep that feeling going. You can't go to sleep. You can't come down from it. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is awesome. I imagine, like, Gigi Dolan, you hit her in the face against the door. Then you went backstage, talked to your family, then went straight to the grocery store. That's what I imagine. Like, you couldn't go to sleep.
The grocery store. But, you know, I definitely got a little food. I usually get fast food when I'm done with a show. I shouldn't. But, you know, it's my reward.
It's your reward.
Yeah.
Her name is JC Jane. She does a great job. NXT superstar. Check her out this weekend in Fort Pierce for NXT Live. Etix.com. Don't forget the show, the big one. I've been there. It's awesome. You got to go. Thank you so much for coming on, and good luck, and get some gold here in 2024.
Thank you so much.